Oh, good day to you once again, audio podcast. Okay, so this one I'm going to call New Brighton Vitamin C Walk. So, okay, I've been doing a lot of nature connection walks along the Wirral coast, down by New Brighton, by the Black Pearl, along the beach up there, doing the, the barefoot walk and everything, and grounding on the sand as the waves are coming in, and also on the large piece of grass there called the dips, and doing a lot of the winter barefoot earth in there. It's very cold, sometimes a little bit too cold, so we're going down and see what I find the dips. It's just that nice crisp coldness. Anyway, going back to the New Brighton Vitamin SEA walk, what I'm thinking is, okay, so this is what I'm thinking. We'll start off at the Black Pearl, New Brighton, New Brighton's most popular tourist attraction. Then walk along the front, down to Fort Perch Rock, round the Marine Lake, straight down along the prom, right down to Wallasey Beach. Do a little bit of the barefoot earthing and grounding on Wallasey Beach, just as the tide's coming in, or on the sand, depending on whether it's high tide or low tide. Then go onto the New Brighton dips, a little bit more barefoot walk and earthing and grounding if you want to. I'll do that, but if you want to wear shoes, you can, that's fine. Then along the dips, up onto the high bit of the dips, nice little nature spec by the cliff, the big flats there. Up along there, have a little look. There's great views over to Liverpool Bay and the Irish Sea from there. So a nice bit of greenery as well, you know, to incorporate into the Vitamin C walk, you know, that bit of vitamin and style. Then what we'll do, we'll walk up past the cliff. I think it's Noddy Wood, is it? Red Noses? I can't remember what it's called, I'll find out. So go past the cliff down there, and then down, up past New Brighton train station, and then down into the old town, where we'll do, at the end of the Vitamin C walk, we can do the Victoria Quarter street art walk, New Brighton's open air art gallery, round having a look at all the street art there, and then at the end probably go into the James Everton pub, couple of beers, look at all the cultural pictures from New Brighton from back in the day, bit of food, that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's the New Brighton Vitamin C walk, which combines a little bit of culture into it as well for New Brighton. And I'm sure, my point of view, obviously the nature connection is great, but from New Brighton's point of view as well, visitor economy to the Victoria Quarter down there, Victoria Road, all the new places there, and that little bit of cultural history bit while you're having a beer there at the end in the James Everton pub, James Everton, the founder of New Brighton. So yeah, let me know what you think. It's a great walk. I've done it before. I haven't done the last bit where you have the beer in the James Everton yet, but I think I'll get a few people together to do that bit, so that should be cool. And I just think people are going to want to do it more and more over the spring, summer. So there we go. Take care, podcast, and come and join me on the New Brighton Vitamin C Walk. Take care.